Welcome to the Gambling Files podcast, the podcast that hasn't shit its pants. Hello and welcome to the Gambling Files podcast. I'm your host, John Bruford. I'm on my own this week. That's going to sound strange because if you listen to Tuesday's episode, that had Fintan on. But we recorded that last week, but I was late putting that one out because I was moving the office from the office into my house, which it turns out isn't the ideal size for putting an office into. So now my garage is full of crap as well. I mean, it was fairly full of crap before. Now it's almost overflowing. But I forget how we got onto this. No Fintan. So you'll notice in this episode and in the following episode, Fintan is not mocked at all, not once, because of the profound respect that that we all have for him. I've got nothing, though. I've got nothing. You know, it's nearly Christmas, a time of peace and love to all people, regardless of whether they're celebrating Christmas or not, regardless of who they are and where they are. It's that time of year where movies would have us believe everybody is a little bit nicer to each other, when in fact we're all pretty much gripped by rampant consumerism and make some really, really poor choices. I'll certainly be teaching my children this year how to make poor choices. I probably wish you a Merry Christmas on the next episode rather than this one, because, you know, that'll be a step closer to Christmas. But in the meantime, you know, have a nice build-up to Christmas. This episode we're joined by Brian Smiley from Toomey, a company specialising in... it uses like a they call it a holo message. It's a video overlay of you know, almost, it seems like a direct interaction with a customer, you know, with a person talking to them, and it's, you know, it's pretty clever and psychologically, you know, super simple. But usually the super simple things when it comes to psychology are the most effective, because at the end of the day we're fairly simple animals. Anyway, enjoy the episode. Moving on to our guest for this episode. It's a Fintan-free interview, so any of Fintan's fans, I'm afraid he's just too fucking important. Too important to his family. He started his Christmas break early. I'm just, you know, sitting here essentially playing with myself in podcast terms. But luckily, I'm not playing alone. Joined by Brian Smiley, head of Hoload at Toomey. Brian, welcome.
Hi, thanks, John. Great to be here.
So, Brian, the burning question for most of our listeners is, have you ever watched Cobra Kai?
I haven't, I'm afraid, no. Any good?
It's excellent, but, you know, it's one of those shows where context is everything. So I would imagine it's probably still quite good if you haven't seen the Karate Kid films. But if you've seen the Karate Kid films, it elevates it to a point of, holy crap, this could be a work of genius.
I love it.
So, I don't know, have you seen the Karate Kid films?
Yes, I love Mr. Miyagi. What can I say? Mr. Miyagi and all of us, I think.
He's the parent I think we all wish we had. And anybody out there that's listening that met my dad knows. I'm not joking. So just for the listeners, I'm now recording from my house. I moved out of the office and into the house. So you might hear my dog occasionally doing, I don't know, dog things. Mm-hmm. So, Brian, we better start with an explanation of what is Toomey.
Yeah, so Toomey is actually really simple. Ultimately, the platform has been developed to facilitate face-to-face communication between business and brands and their target audience. It allows users to capture and transmit people's messages to generate an emotional connection with the receiver. You know, typically, we've been using text-based contact, which you know, has no emotive value to it. So the platform has been built so that it's stable and incredibly easy to use. It was powered by IBM. I say, sends out people as messages, humanizing the whole path to purchase experience.
Okay, that's interesting, but it I think it ties in with something that we've been talking. We've had a few guests on recently. We've been talking to we had a chap called Mike on, who's a slot influencer.
Mm-hmm.
He specializes in a particular type of slot in Oklahoma casinos.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a marketer called Harry Langon, who was explaining just what the fucking deal is with influencers. Because, you know, because mm-hmm. I'm really old. And I'm at that age in my life where I look around at influencers and I'm like, what? Do you know what I mean? And I think that is my age, and the fact that I live in the middle of nowhere, where, you know, the influencers in my town are the guy who does the community newsletter.
Yeah. Influencers play a huge part in today's marketing world. They build trust and credibility within a brand overnight.
I think one of the things we were talking about when we had Harry on was, there's a couple of brands. So I think one slot manufacturer springs to no, actually two slot manufacturers spring to mind, and a couple of casinos who have really embraced the idea. Now, what Tumi is doing is slightly different to what they're doing, but they we were talking about how marketing budgets have evolved. And the smart marketing departments are now looking at influencers as being a very viable and very real way to spread the word with the end user, which makes their actual customer look up as well. Because if the end user is saying, "Have you got such and such a slot in an actual land-based casino?" they're going to be, "Well, shit, why haven't we got this?" And they ask the questions, and it changes the whole nature of buying and inquiries, which is really
absolutely. I mean,
fascinating.
If you look at traditional text-based messaging, the engagements are in the low single digits, whereas our hologram influencer messaging sits somewhere between 20% and 40% mark, which are higher engagement rates, way beyond your traditional banner ad experience. So there is a real part for influencers to play.
So, I am still talking land-based just for a second, but I promise I'll stop in a second. When Mike was talking, he was saying how some of the casinos he goes to, they don't like him streaming from the floor, they won't let him stream from the floor for whatever reasons. But there's one casino that he goes to regularly that encourage him. That they welcome him, the staff know him by name, he knows them by name. And I mean, that's great publicity, right? So, but just that conversation with him, that means there are some casinos out there that aren't embracing this and aren't recognizing this. And he says he does get recognized on slot floors in casinos. They should be flinging their arms wide and saying, "Come on in, here's a meal, come and have fun." Mm-hmm. But yeah, what do I know? I don't even have hair. But yours is so Tumi, and Tumi is spelled number 2 M-E-E.
Yeah.
So Tumi's product, I've been looking on the website this morning because Fintan always encourages me to do homework.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually leave that to him. It says that using your holo message product results in 5 times engagement rate of traditional CTV video. I just want to understand one thing before I ask the next question. What does CTV mean?
Click to view.
Right. Okay.
It's actually 8 times higher now. So we're going to get a great stat. So it's eight times higher engagement, generating 6 times more leads over your traditional banner ads. So it's fast become the world's number one influencer messaging platform.
You've got to update your website then. That's a big jump.
Yeah, no, I know. It's huge.
But 5x the engagement rate. So what I want to get into here. Actually, no, I've got another question first. Why is it called HoloMessage?
Well, we call our ads holograms. So it's the way that we, it's just a term that we've coined for the way our ads present themselves as an overlay in the within an existing website. So, you know, websites are traditionally very cluttered. So we're looking at a way to create new advertising space. And the way the hologram overlays your existing editorial content without detracting from it, just lends itself really well to that. So holograms, holo ads.
I got to say, when I saw the term, I think it was in the, I got a release in my inbox, and it said, I think the term hologram was used in there. And I got all excited thinking, you know, finally my phone is going to do the, you know, Obi-Wan, you're our only hope. Yeah. So I was a little disappointed. But on the other hand, I understand that it's technological limitations, not yours.
Of course. So
that 5x engagement rate, what does that mean in real terms? 5x what? So, and I'm going back to 5x because I haven't updated my notes to reflect your new figures. Does that mean? Is that 5x the clicks? 5x the new accounts? What's the actual thing?
So we were created to resolve low digital engagement issues using traditional banner ads. So all of our stats are benchmarked against traditional advertising methods, which are typically banner ads. If we look at one of our clients recently, they exceeded their expectations. They received something like 33,000 more leads in 1 week over the traditional banner ads using our technology. 33,000 more leads. It's huge.
That is quite a lot.
Yeah, that's within a week using our technology.
Are we talking on the old figures? 5x everything. So 5x click throughs, 5x the actual account signups, etc.
Actual accounts signed up. So if we look at the sales funnel, which is kind of high and buy level, we're right in the center of that sales funnel. We're at the eye level. So you actually creating a call to action to do something to sign up to a gambling site. So it's 6x more engagement than your typical banner ad, and it's creating 270% more signups.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. That's why we've become the world's number one influencer messaging platform overnight. We've got a great solution.
Is this a simple? Psychologically. So I used to work in consumer magazines, and I've been in business publishing for 17 years, but before that I had like 15 years in consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And the rule of thumb with consumer publications is your cover model or your cover image is somebody with their eyes facing out. It is as simple as eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a similar psychological thing with this,
Absolutely. People buy from people. Simple as that. Mm. It's all about creating an emotive brand connection with those individuals.
It's interesting because it's almost the antithesis of the rise of bot interaction, which I appreciate, you know, has its place. But it's also, as a consumer, it's also fucking irritating. Yeah, if you've got a very specific question and you put through to a bot and the bot just keeps asking you the same question again, you know, there's frequently no flexibility within a bot script.
There lies the problem. So again, coming back to that face-to-face communication, the bot lacks emotion. There's no empathy there with the bot. So this is something that our technology can overcome because... Well, you've got the whole body language thing. You can, you know, as I say, people buy from people, and you overcome that. You build sincerity and trust with the individual using face-to-face communication, which hasn't been done in the past. It's all been text-based or bot-based. And one of the areas we'll look to probably go into is actually customer service using our solution as well.
Yeah, well, I've got another step for that too, which is really, really interesting. Now, what What's your pricing model like? Because, you know, you've got traditional video, say you go into a page and you might have a video auto playing or whatever, or a click to play. Mm-hmm. What's your pricing model like compared to traditional video benchmarks? What's the cost of engagement in using your product?
I mean, anybody worth an ounce in marketing would tend to say, look, no risk, no win. So we share the risk with our customers. We operate a shared revenue stream with them. So yeah, it's all based on a shared revenue at the moment. But we will ultimately move to a SaaS platform whereby people can sign up to monthly subscriptions based on X amount of features being able to be applied. But at the moment, we're a shared revenue stream. So we're based on our success. So the more business we drive, the more money we make.
Have you got much custom sort of internationally, or are you focusing on any particular region at the moment?
Yeah, so we started commercialization in 2022, and we've already got a worldwide client base. So we've got tech clients in Estonia, Scotland, US, Australia, and South America, and working in the retail, gaming, and health sectors at the moment. But we'll look to grow those sectors, and we'll look to grow the actual ways that the technology can be used. So we'll not just new verticals, but new applications sweating the asset.
Yeah, it's well, I mean, if you look at the cost for player acquisition in the North American gambling market, I mean, it's stratospheric. And rather amusingly, some of the gambling legislation in the US has allowed them to write off their marketing against tax.
Yeah.
Which is just fantastic insanity. Brilliant. Genius. Whoever thought that up. Fuck me. But anyway, sorry, digress.
One of the areas that we all know that it's cheaper to keep a customer than it is to go and acquire a new customer. So one of the things that we're using Tumi for the whole ad is retention, customer retention engagement. So that's one of the areas we'll be growing into, which is, you know, creating loyalty within brands using human face-to-face communication.
Yeah, I can totally see that could be absolutely huge. And marketing to your existing players, I mean, it's a no-brainer.
You got to look at the moment, banner ads are very generic. You know, if you've seen one, you've seen them all. A user's bombarded with different ads every day. And the average person is seeing somewhere between 4,000 and 10,000 adverts every single day. So it's important to come up with a new way to target these customers in a more empathetic way.
Definitely. In a more meaningful way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hang on, dog's back.
You know, look at, you know, operators need to start thinking about how they can interact with customers, you know, more closely by delivering more personalized journeys throughout their life cycle with the brand.
Well, there's something I'm going to come on to in a minute after a Fintan question. Fintan, wanting to ask, is that 5-time engagement rate or 6, whatever, because the hologram is autoplay, or is it a click to engage?
So it's a click to engage, but we're looking at other ways that we can you know, integrate that holo ad into a website or an app. And one of the ways that we were thinking about is actually creating an autoplay, whereby you click onto the website and immediately you're faced with a message that's coming from within that website. So we're looking at other ways, and we're looking at ways, you know, by adding the hologram halo ad, halo effect, so that the ad will actually pulse and stand out on the page. Yeah, so we're looking at other ways that we can drive even more engagement with our solution. But we're unrivaled at the moment in terms of our stats.
Well, when I was sitting there making my notes, I thought to myself, I need to introduce Brian to somebody. Because the potential use for this in responsible gaming is huge.
Absolutely. Yeah, so looking after players is a big thing. And yeah, the whole addiction to gambling and all the rest of it, that's in the forefront of our minds. So again, using our solution to address any concerns that, you know, we might have about a player is done on a human level in a much more empathetic way.
Well, there's a friend of the podcast, and and I always say, in the interest of full disclosure, a client of mine is Necton and Dr. Michael Auer, who's one of the leading lights globally in the responsible gambling field.
Yep.
And a huge amount of the RG legislation, particularly as it starts to actually finally come up to date worldwide, is based on his research.
Sure.
And one of the things that they found is that it's not flawless by any stretch of the imagination, but cognitive dissonance can be a very effective way of helping players to reconsider their choices, to look at how they've been playing, to take a step back and just have a bit of a think. And I can't help but think that this, as a tool within that set, could really be quite powerful.
Yeah, so one of the biggest findings from the recent Gamble Aware study was that responsible gambling messages and tools are actually hard to find, with signposting considered poor. You know, compounded with the already low engagement rates, and what is often a text-heavy content, there's much to be done to improve responsible gambling message and compliance. And I think our solution sits really well in there. So holograms are a valuable asset from a responsible gambling perspective, as they can be sent to individual players. With clever targeting, operators can reach out to players to check how they're doing and to ensure they stay in control of their play. So holograms are bringing back that face-to-face contact that's incredibly powerful, bringing a more conversational tone that engenders trust and transparency between a gambling site and an individual that may have a problem.
Well, one of the things that Michael's research found was that when you genuinely, consciously look out for a player, that what you end up doing is you end up having a longer relationship with that player.
Of course, absolutely. And, so your online gambling can be quite often a solitary activity, so more so for potentially at-risk players. So the check-ins and conversations a player would ordinarily have with their friends or at the betting shop just aren't there. So it's important we look after these players and we keep bringing them back time and time again, but, we're doing it in a responsible way.
Well, I think you and Michael should talk. That's all I'm saying.
Cool.
I mean, he's not very friendly. No, I'm just kidding. He is Austrian, though, so he's really not friendly.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Just in case he's listening, Michael, I'm kidding. Please don't fire me just before Christmas. So are you like in a field of one in what you're doing, or is this like one of those things where somebody had a brilliant idea and it's gradually growing and evolving, people are coming on board? Have you got a lot of competition?
So at the moment, our competition is traditional banner ads. We've got, we're very lucky in the sense that we were actually, we worked in conjunction with York University's computer division and built the platform in line with IBM. And on the back end of that, we've got a family of patents across the globe. So it's very hard to replicate our technology. And I say the traditional banner ads is dying. So, no real competition other than banner ads, and they're not working. Simple as that. So, yeah, we're in a fairly fortunate position from that point of view. We've got eight staff at the moment. We're growing globally. We're about to do a reverse takeover of a public company. So hopefully we'll be on the stock exchange soon. Lots of interesting things happening for us at the moment.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Did you just say reverse takeover?
Yeah, so we're doing a reverse takeover of a public company, which will see us raising somewhere in the region of £3 to £4 million in capital to help us grow even more and faster.
So how would growth work? I mean, you're a software based company.
Yep.
What does growth actually mean? Is it sales offices? How does it work?
No, so we're looking at moving towards the SaaS model, software as a service model, which essentially means that every time we pick up a new customer doesn't mean we necessarily have to have a new member of staff to look after that customer. So we're looking to make the software do all the heavy lifting for us, and that would be going back to the monthly subscription model. However, we'll of course have enterprise type customers which will require some hand holding And, again, some human interaction from our perspective. At the moment, sales offices know we're looking at a central location. And say, the minute you turn on the switch online, you're global anyway. So it's growing globally, but growing smartly and across different verticals, and looking at the ways that we can sweat the asset, which is the technology, into using it for different purposes. So whether it's responsible gambling, looking after customer engagement, customer service, looking at social applications we can use it for, lots of different ways we can sweat the asset. So yeah, it's about sweating the asset and growing that customer base on a SaaS model.
Let's look at so we've talked about the actual delivery model and why, but what about the talent itself? Now, do you have like a pool of influencers, or is it like a customer comes to you and they've already identified the talent, or they provide the talent? How does that part work?
Yeah, so what we're doing at the moment is a number of brands will have brand ambassadors, let's call them. So brand ambassadors. So we're looking at those companies which already have brand ambassadors in place and leveraging those relationships, sweating the asset again. Typically we're working with customers that have their own influencers already involved, which is a brand ambassador. However, we do have a couple of companies that we work for that, yeah, we can provide influencers or ambassadors, whatever you want to call them, as part of the service.
Okay. How can I put this? So, like in the land-based space, like I was talking about Mike, the lovely guy we had on last week, and that was really interesting because Mike's operating on a relatively small scale.
Sure.
But it's an extremely niche kind of slot that he specializes in. It's almost unique to Oklahoma, would you believe? I found that so interesting that it was him that I wanted to talk to. I didn't want to go to any of the more recognized ones. But it's kind of like on the land-based side, the slot streamers are going to generally be on a smaller scale. There's one guy who's got a space in the plaza in Vegas, I think. He's got like his own slot space with his name over the door kind of thing. And I think he might have a slot machine named after him as well.
Nice.
But I think apart from that dude whose name's gone clean out of my head, we are talking relatively low numbers on the land-based side. On the online side, we're generally talking higher profile sports people and that kind of thing. So we're talking about wildly different costs there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Presumably that's part of the that must be a significant part of the cost of doing this.
Not really. At the end of the day, these brands have these relationships in place already. And in the moment, typically what they're using is an image, a static image on their website. Or they have maybe a YouTube video or an advertisement, above-the-line advertisement on TV, but it's actually at that buy level, we're actually engaging with customers using that asset they already have in place. There's built trust and all the rest of it, and added accreditation to the business. So, at that eye level where we can bring those brand ambassadors to life, that's where we're seeing 20 to 40% more engagement than your traditional banner ad as well, using influencers.
Well, when you put it like that, it sounds so simple.
Yeah.
But I guess it is. I mean, like you say, most of them have got these relationships in the first place. But I think it's also fair to say that there is probably great mileage in just having a fucking friendly face.
Absolutely. So, totally. It's trust. Building trust and credibility between the customer and the brand.
Yeah. I mean, assuming they deserve trust. Of course they do. Or do they?
Yeah, we truly believe that influencers and holograms are the future of the gambling brand advertising space. You know, so yeah.
That's really, I mean, there is the potential for to almost develop like a host persona.
Yeah, so the industry's first influencer marketing platform, if you look out there at the moment, as I say, it's traditionally just images, stock images that we're using of their influencers. They're not actually leveraging that credibility that the influencer can bring to the table. It's important that we can give these guys new ways to leverage those relationships.
Yeah, very, very interesting. To me, as part of the gambling industry, the really interesting side of this is the potential for people to develop those personas and almost step away from the traditional, you know. I mean, and I'm not dissing anybody that's done this. I mean, I thought Digitane signed Luis Figo, and I just thought, what a fantastic person to sign up. I mean, he's just so cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're not, that's what you're signing when you sign Luis Figo. You're signing really, really cool.
Absolutely.
And you're not necessarily going to develop really, really cool from your existing staff or whatever. But
as a race, we're hardwired for face-to-face contact. We're hardwired to we're social beings. So where we can bring that human connection between a brand and an individual is hugely important.
Yeah, it is. And as you say, I mean, it's trust. It's
credibility.
Yeah. It's kind of, I mean, I think we've come a long way in the last 10 or 15 years where, you know, but God, when I first came into the gambling industry, people were pissing and moaning about video slots, you know, oh, it must be rigged because it's not a mechanical stepper. Yeah. Cause no way you could rig a mechanical stepper, is there? And so, you know, we've come a long way from there to people actually trusting the mathematical models of just playing slots online, for example, playing roulette online or whatever.
Yeah, it's a hugely competitive market out there.
It's what, sorry?
It's a hugely competitive market out there.
Yeah, it's gone crazy. I was looking at some of the figures today for the US and how a lot of the operators in the US are focusing on the casino side of their business because sportsbook's just not, the profit margin's simply not there. Yeah.
The other challenge we're faced with is compliance issues, you know, with the Gambling Act to keep, you know, front and foremost of mind. And you know, so it's making sure we're harvesting those relationships in an appropriate way.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, what part of regulation do you come under? Does it come under advertising?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, it covers all compliance issues, because at the end of the day, we're a face for that. You know, we're promoting that brand, so it's important that you know, we work within the Gambling Act.
Well, yeah, of course. Brian, have I missed any questions that I should have asked you?
I don't think so. You know, I say we've fast become the world's number one influencer messaging platform. That's that happened overnight for us. Were we surprised? No. The whole advertising industry is stale at the moment, stagnant. There's no point of difference at the moment. So yeah, we bring a real point of difference to the table when it comes to promoting brands at buy level. So no, I don't think we've missed anything. You know,
okay, because what?
Six times more leads.
What I would have done if you'd brought up any really clever questions is I would have then repeated the question and then trimmed out the part when I asked you just to make me sound like I knew what I was doing.
I love it.
Brian, thank you very much for joining us. Best of luck to me. I will be telling Michael at Necton all about you, because I do think for RG there's enormous potential here. Absolutely awesome. Enormous.
Yeah, interest to Fintan, that'd be great.
Well, do you really want to meet Fintan? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. When you've met him, you'll be like, oh, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And I only say that, Brian, because they say you should never meet your heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. Much appreciated. Thank you.
Cheers, John.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Gambling Files podcast, please find us on LinkedIn. Give us a big, juicy, succulent like. That nearly went wrong. You can find us under the name The Gambling Files Podcast. You can find us on Twitter under The Gambling Files. I think the handle is just at Gambling Files. You can connect to myself, John Bruford, or Fintan Costello, also on LinkedIn. We're also both on Twitter. And you can find all of our previous episodes at www.thegamblingfiles.com. If you enjoyed it, please share, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your colleagues, and we'll see you next time.